I'm Lisa. The winter ice road that connects the James Bay coast to the Highway 11 corridor is benefiting from the extra snowfall this winter. Weedham Road is a 170-kilometer-long route that can be accessed via Highway 634 in Smooth Rock Falls to Fraserdale and then at Otter Rapids. OPP Constable Kyler Brower says if you're going to use the road, then make sure you plan ahead.
To travel in pairs, it's good to tell somebody where you are because there's no cell service along that road. So if someone knows when you're expected to get off of Weedham Road, whether on the north side or the south side, that could help out a lot.
Brower says Moose Cree First Nation recommends all-wheel or four-wheel drive vehicles be used and to go the speed limit of 50 kilometers per hour. He adds that police do patrol the road on a regular basis to watch for speeders and impaired drivers. The returning officer for Meshkigawak James Bay is applying for a recount following the official results from last Thursday's provincial election. In the final tabulation, New Democrat incumbent Guy Bourgeoisien increased his victory from 4 votes to 8 over Conservative and Kapuskasing Mayor Dave Plourde. Bourgeoisien finished with 3,610 votes officially, while Plourde had 3,602. It's the second recount for this region after one for Cochrane North was held back in 1981. According to Elections Ontario, a recount is done manually, although vote counting equipment is used on election day. Candidates can be present for the recount or they can send a representative. It's being described as a heated telephone conversation between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and U.S. President Donald Trump. The two leaders spoke at length yesterday about the U.S. tariffs on Canadian imports and the Canadian retaliation. Reports say Trump offered to drop some of the penalties if Canada did the same. But Trudeau said there will only be repeal of Canadian tariffs if all American tariffs are lifted. Federal Finance Minister Dominique Leblanc says Canada is not interested in going halfway. Trump has decided to give a one-month break to automakers after complaints from the Big Three. U.S. officials say the manufacturers are expected to move their operations south of the border during that time. Police across Canada have arrested more than 100 people and laid more than 300 charges in a major operation against child exploitation. The charges include the possession, distribution, and accessing of child pornography. The investigation identified dozens of victims and 37 children who are being safeguarded from harm. RCMP Inspector Matthew Girard says there are hundreds of investigations still ongoing, with many more charges expected. 40 of the suspects are from Ontario, 31 of the victims.